This is not where I wanted to spend my honeymoon.
I'm glad to hear you say that. It's the manager of the inn, expressing her concern.
Well, I fell down her staircase. No wonder she's concerned.
They're checking the carpet and the banister.
Look, I don't want to sue anybody. I just want to go on a picnic.
Which we will do, as soon as you're all checked out. What is it?
I was really, really happy the moment before I tripped. I wonder if that's why I fell. Maybe every good thing has to be paid for by a bad thing.
That's not how the universe works.
Sometimes I feel like I'm being punished for surviving, still being alive.
Or maybe you just snagged your shoe on the carpet. The planets did not align to give you a bump on the head. It was an accident. That's all.
Babe, where's my phone?
She says it was an accident. Do we believe that?
As much as I believe Arya being seared was an accident.
What do you think, Spence? And 2 out of 5 in the ER, that's 40%. It's 60 if you count what happened to Emily's eggs.
Well, the odds aren't going to get any better the closer we get to election night.
3 days.
Hey, so Allie's hospital is an hour away. I think I'm going to go check up on her.
She says she'll be back tomorrow. Maybe she should think about going in the opposite direction.
Yeah, check on her, but don't freak her out. And it might be best if she stays away until after the election.
What do we do about Mona?
Keep a close eye on her.
You guys, Mona did not kill Charlotte. She couldn't.
She's got as much motive as anybody. Probably more.
She admits to getting Charlotte out of her house. I mean, she's telling the truth. Just not all of it.
Mona's changed so many times, I doubt she even knows herself when she looks in the mirror.
Okay, who around here hasn't tried to reinvent themselves a couple times?